Classic Rock 99.5. It's Big Daddy and Rita in the morning at 8:30 as we were proud to welcome Ralphie May to the Hard Rock next Wednesday. Rita, we got
looking
him on the
forward
phone
to the
here.
Show. Yeah, absolutely.
How you doing, Ralphie?
I'm awesome. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We've been waiting to see you. We cannot wait to see your show.
Man, I'm excited. You know, I always have a good time when I'm in Sioux City.
You know, and the last time you were coming, I know that you had a late-minute cancellation, and so I've been talking to the people. They hung on to the tickets, man. You're going to have a full show next Wednesday, so we're looking forward to seeing you, pal.
Good. Good. I'm so excited to be back there. You know, it's so much fun. It's just a great venue, and the people are just amazing.
What you been up to lately? Where are you calling from this morning?
Don't mean to brag, Evansville, Indiana. Yeah.
That's okay. Go ahead. Brag.
Yeah. Last night they asked me if I wanted cash, credit, check, or meth.
Which one did you take?
You know, would you like it? Would you like to be paid in Sudafed? Nah, cool. It's a little messy here in Evansville, but you know, they love me. That's how it goes.
People have loved you ever since you got on. Was it Last Comic Standing? Is that how you kind of got your start, Ralphie?
Yeah, Last Comic was a big launch for me. You know, I'm so fortunate to have done it. You know, I mean, to be doing stand-up in prime time, not many people have ever done that.
I've talked to a lot of comedians that come through the Hard Rock, and some of them have gone that Last Comic Standing route and America's Got Talent and some of that stuff, and that sure will help launch a career.
It can't hurt. It can't hurt. Yeah. I do think it's ironic that the comedian this year was a stutterer. And,
was a stutterer?
And, yeah, with a stutter. And Howard loved him. But he spent so many years trashing Stuttering John. It's so funny to me.
Stuttering John of Howard fame, yeah.
So, Ralphie, wait till you come. Wait till when you get to Sioux City. Wait till you see the Hard Rock. I think you're going to be impressed. It's a pretty cool venue, and it's neat. It's new. They've done a lot of great things here too, and I think it'll be pretty cool. Where do you get your content? Where do you get your info that you do your shows with? Do you have a place, or does it just kind of come to you?
It's kind of in me a little bit, you know. I see the world different than a lot of people, you know. Like, everybody's all worked up now about gay marriage, and my thought is they're not gonna make more gays, you know. Who cares, you know? I mean, really, even if you hate gay people, it's kind of your fault, you know. It's like 'cause the straight people are the ones that make gay people. Gay people can't make gay people. And, you know, that's an observation that I don't think many people share, you know. They want to get rid of all the Mexicans. Okay, fine. Just as soon as y'all can answer this next question, I'm in. We get rid of all the Mexicans, who's going to pick our fruits and vegetables? Okay, and that's a very, very good question that no one seems to know the answer to.
Right. But we'll bitch about it just the same.
Exactly.
I know I was watching some of your stuff this morning, and I know you don't like guys with flip-flops.
That was funny.
I don't. I never have. You know, I just think that you're worthless as a man if you're walking around in flip-flops. Like, wow.
The man card just went away, didn't it?
Yes. Like, holy moly. You officially sit down to pee. Okay, that's official. It's horrible.
Big guys like us have a problem when we sit down to pee, if you know what I mean. I'm a big guy,
yeah,
too.
Right.
Hey, speaking of which, how are things going health-wise? Everything looking good for you, Ralphie?
Oh, man, I'm doing great that way. You know, I'm very, very lucky that I don't have any of the health problems so many people do. You know, I don't have the diabetes. I don't have high cholesterol. I don't have high blood pressure. I'm just really lucky.
You know, because I'm a big guy. You don't know me, but I'm a big guy, too.
He's a big, bald guy.
Yeah, I'm big, bald, beautiful, but I mean, You know, as far as trying to lose the weight, it's a challenge for some of us guys. And you're a heavier guy. You make fun of yourself and stuff up on the stage. I make fun of myself on the radio.
Right.
But it's hard, man. It's hard to get that weight down.
He just said at our age, he just doesn't give a crap anymore.
Yeah, I really don't.
Ralphie, so he was telling me that your daughter has a unique name. What is your daughter, if you don't mind? I mean, I hope you don't mind talking about you. But give it. What's your daughter's name? This is cool.
April, June, May.
April, June, May. Who thought of that? Your wife or you?
Me.
That was cool.
You have a son, too. You have a son, too. What's his name?
August James May.
August James May?
Why didn't you make him August, September May or something like that? Or August?
I really wanted to name him Spartacus. The wife wouldn't let me
She
have
said
it.
Absolutely not,
she said,
huh?
It was August.
You know... I'm happy for your career, how it's going so well. You're knocking them dead wherever you go. We're very happy to have you here in our backyard.
There's so many people that are looking forward to your show. They listen to you all the time, and they're all like, they cannot wait till you get here. So it's going to be a good time next week.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for your kindness to having me on. And I look forward to making everybody laugh hard.
Well, you're good at that. You're awfully good at it. Well, you've had good training, though. If I remember right, I'm looking back, you were didn't you get in a Sam Kinison contest or something? What, you holler and scream to win that contest?
It was a comedy contest, and it was just open mic, and I won the chance to open for Sam Kinison, and it wasn't who could do the best Sam, it was just who was just the funniest. And it was the University of Arkansas in the ballroom, and we're going to the venue in the limousine. It's the first time I've ridden in a limo. And he goes, "Kid, are you nervous?" And I go, "No, not at all." He goes, "Kid, are you nervous?" And I go, maybe a little bit. He goes, "Kid, there's going to be 3,500 people there tonight, and nobody paid to see you." I guess I'm a little nervous. He goes, "Look, I just want to say," he's like, "if you have a hard time and you're, you know, closing, you know, your the big joke to end your set with," he goes, "just start yelling and cussing at the audience. The more you yell and cuss at them, the more they'll love you." And I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, it works for me every time." Okay. So, that's how naive I was. I was like, "Sure, no problem." I'm about 4 minutes into my 6 minutes that I've been given, and I flip a punchline and a setup and a joke bomb. And I remember what, you know, he said, and even though it's, you know, pick the right joke or it's, you know, Tuesday, I went with, you know, what I could. And I go, I was killing, and then I flipped a punchline and joke bombed, and then that joke was predicated on the next joke killing, and I go, and you know, it's getting quiet. I'm like, "Hey, you Ned Beatty pig banging y'all bang your mothers, okay? 3,500 people in unison. Boo." Okay. I start to cry a little bit on stage, okay? And I'm leaving stage, and Sam is on the radio going, "Can you believe that guy talking to you good people like that? He will never be in comedy again." Okay, he's screaming. All right, I'm crying more, even more backstage. And I go to the payphone to call Bill, my ride that I left shaky. And he's like, "Bro, I can't take you home." And I'm like, "What do you mean you can't take me home? You got me here. Take me home." And he's like, "No, sorry, man." You know, and Bill Kennison, Sam's brother, he's like, "No, Sam wants you to come to the after party." So I went to the after party, and an after party, Sam Kennison, 17, is no place for a young man, much less I'm 43 now. I would be scared going to a Sam Kennison party now. You know, there was rails of blow, eight balls worth of blow, and just piled up ounces at a time. You know, you come in, you do a couple of lines, you drink a couple of drinks, and then you're out the door. Or sometimes you come in and you stay the whole night. You know, that's kind of how it was. it was just crazy, you know. Sam comes out of a room with two chicks, does a line of blow, and goes, "Kid, order pizza." And I'm like, "Okay." So I order pizza, and pizza comes. Sam pays the guy, and then tips him three little baggies of cocaine.
Oh, jeez.
30 minutes later, we get a phone call. "Hey, you guys need more pizza? You need more pizza? We'll bring it to you, no problem."
That's great.
And I was like, "No, it's cool. Don't worry about it."
That's great.
That was, that's one of the stories. He sent me to Houston after that.
Well, I heard you went to Houston. I just moved up from Houston not too long ago. I lived out in Katy, so, I mean, you're lucky to get out of that cesspool.
Yeah, I agree. I've got to be from somewhere, but, man, I could get treated a lot better.
You are cool, Matt. I could sit and I'd like to talk to you for a long time, but we'll see you Wednesday when you come on up.
Absolutely.
And wish you well. Your career's going good. Family life sounds good. You got your head on your and you got great stories to tell.
Can't wait to hear them.
Thanks, guys. I love you, and I can't wait to see you.
See you in a week.
Ralphie, we'll see you later, man.
Safe
travels. Take care of yourself. Appreciate
bye,
the call. All right, bye. Well, what a nice guy. Well, that's a funny story.
Awesome, I know.
About the Sam Kennison thing. You always hear these stories about Kennison and all the blow and all the hookers and all this stuff, Boom.
There he is.
It's just justified. Yeah, that's fantastic. Good morning, Classic Rock 99.5.